You're up to Mishnayis Masech Tamakas. The last Mishnah again will go over in Perak Beis. Then we'll go to Perak Gimel. The last Mishnah was again Mishnah Ches Ki Yoytze Boy, that Roitzeach Shegol Al Yir Miklotoy, Roitzeach that ran, that went to the Yir Miklot, for Rotzuan Shir Lachabdoy. And when he reached that city there, the people there in the city want to respect him. The Locher is Yoyim Alehem, the Roitzeach, the murderer, has to tell the people there that Roitzeach Ani, that you're not allowed to give me respect. I killed somebody b'shogeg, and therefore I have my punishment. I have to go to the Yoyim Miklot. So when I'm here, you cannot respect me. Omer Loi, let's say the people say, Afal Pekain, even so, still we want to give you respect. We want to mechabed you. Yikabu mehen. Then the Rotzeach has a right to accept it. Shneman Apostle says, V'zed devar ha-Rotzeach. These are the words of the Rotzeach. Mashmah, as long as the Rotzeach tells them that I'm a Rotzeach, do not give me the covet, that's enough. Afterwards, if they say Afal Pekain, he's allowed to accept it. Now, Malan Hoyu Schar Lalevim. Divi Reb Yehuda. If Yehuda holds, that's a shaila, whether it means the Rotzeach himself or the people in the city used to pay the Levium for the board of the Rotzeach. Like the Rotzeach used to live there, used to eat there, and the Levium used to give them a place to eat, a place to sleep. So who paid for it? So Yud holds the Rotzeach himself or the Anshir had to pay for it. Rabbi Meir Oimeno, Leho Yimalon Nemschar, they did not have to pay for it. This was a mitzvah that Levium had to do. This was chesed on the Levium's part. They did not get paid for the board and the food that they gave the Rotzeach. Now, v'choyitza l'shrora shehoyu bo, diva Rabbi Meir. Let's say after the Kohen Gadol dies, that the Rotzeach goes back to his house, goes back home. When he returns back home, he goes back to the same position he had before. Rabbi Yehuda says, l'hoyu choyzer l'shrora shehoyu bo. No, he does not go back to the same position he had before. After he did the mice of Hariga, of killing, he is like still punished. He cannot come back to the same position he had before. Because we darshin Yoshev Rotzeach Leratzach Ozosoi Leratzach Ozosoi Yushov, but Vienna Shov Lamashach Zikva Vaisov. He does not come back to the same position he had before. Now we're up to Perek Shlishi Mishnalef Vielo Hein Halaykin. These are the different lavim or the different isurim that somebody does. The mazid with Hasro, he receives Malkus. If a man lives with his sister and they warned him beforehand for a lav, so he receives Malkus. If he lives with his father's sister, he lives with his mother's sister, or if he lives with his own wife's sister, the wife of his brother, or the wife of his uncle. If a man lives with the nida, that the Chiddush Shemar, even though here all these cases are Chai V'Krisis, and there is one man, Yom Reb Yitzchak, that holds that Chai V'Krisis does not receive Malkus, but our Mishnah is not like that. That in the case where they warned him, they gave him Asra for Malkus, even though it's a lav Sheish Bekoris, still they receive Malkus. Now, Almona L'Kohen Gadol, for Kohen Gadol marries an Almona, it's a lav, he receives Malkus. Grusha V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hegit. If a regular Kohen marries a Grusha, that's a lav HaTorah, he receives Malkus. For Chalutza, it means Anisha that received Chalitza, here it's only Yosem Midrabonin, so it's brought down Agav Grusha, it's always brought down together, the Grusha V'Chalutza. But here they would not get Malkus Tiraisa, it's only Malkus Mardis. Mamzeres Unesina LeYisrael, or Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Mamzeres or Unesina. Unesina, that's the Gevonim, they were from the Zayin Amamim, that wasn't his kair, and still there's a lot of lois eschatnim, but you're not allowed to marry them. And the same with the opposite way, bas Yisroel, le nosin ul mamzer. If a bas Yisroel gets married to a nosin or to a mamzer, she also receives malchus. Almone ugrusha chayov emolea mishum shnei shemois. If a kohen marries this lady that's both an almona and a grusha, whichever way, one husband died and the second husband gave her a get, so he's over two lavs, he sees twice Malkus, the two separate lavs, a lav of an Amono and a lav of a Grusha. Grusha of a Chalutza, let's say this lady first received a get, and then her second husband died, so she received Chalitza from the brother. Then he only receives one Malkus, because like we said before, a Chalutza is only Yosem Midrabonim. So therefore, that she's a Grusha, the Kohen will receive Malkus because she's a Grusha. But for the Chalutza, there's no Malkus. And the Chiddush is, in this case, there would not even be a Malkus Mardis Midrabonin, that since you receive Malkus Midiraisa, that's enough. The Rabbanon did not put the Malkus Rabbanon here. Then Mishneh Beis, HaTomei Shochales HaKodesh, the person that's Tomei, when Yitz Kochim, so there's a lot, Mordashon Zaposik, V'yaboel HaMikdash Tomei, a person that's Tomei goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's also over lav, he receives Malkus. V'yoichel Chelev, somebody eats Chelev, they warn him, they give him Asroah for Malkus, even though there's a Chai Bikrisis involved. Again, our mission holds, still you receive Malkus if they warn you for Malkus. V'dom, somebody eats blood, the noisar eat from a korban after this manna when it becomes noisar, or pigul eat from a korban that the Kohen had the raw machshava to shas the dalad avodis, he had the machshava of chutz lezmanoi that he makes the korban posel. If you eat from it, there's a lab, you receive malchus. V'tomei, if you eat basar a korban, that's tomei. The pasuk says v'basar shiga b'chol tamal ayoichal is a lab not eat it. Now hashoichet v'yamala b'chutz, someone takes a korban and he makes the shchita, or else he's mala. He brings it, he burns it outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's Malkus. For Yoichel Chometz b'Pesach, somebody eats Chometz on Pesach, again, even though there's a Chai B'Krisis involved, still if they warn you to give Yasroch for Malkus, you receive Malkus. V'Yoichel V'Yoiseh Melacha B'Yom HaKippurim, if somebody eats or does Melacha on Yom Kippur, again, even though there's a Chai B'Krisis involved, still you receive Malkus. V'Hamafateh Mes HaShemen, somebody makes the Shemen HaMishcha, they make the exact measurement of the Shemen HaKodesh, at the Pasuk says, of Maskunta Lesasu Kamo, so if you do this, you're over love. V'yamafatim es the Keteris, or also somebody makes the Keteris, he puts the exact measurements of the Keteris, also says, Maskunta Lesasu Lachem, is allowed. And secondly, V'yasoch B'Shemen HaMishcha, even if you did not make it, or even if you did make it, now if you shmir it, you rub it on your body, you're over a separate love. V'yasoch, if you use the Shemen HaMishcha, V'yoichel nevelos or treifos shkotzim remorsim. Somebody eats a nevelo or treifos shkotzim remorsim, there's a lav, you receive malchus. Ochal tevel umais terishin shlonitle trumosai. Somebody eats tevel, there's malchus involved. What didn't eat maiserishin? That they did not take off the trumas maiser, there's also a lav. Umais sheni vehegdish leniftu. If you eat maiser sheni outside Yerushalayim before you poider it, or else if you eat hegdish without pigeon, there's a lav, you receive malchus. Kama yoichum in a tevel v'yechayiv, how much do you have to eat from tevel? Alachura, from other yisurim also, how much do you have to eat in order to receive malchus? So Rabbi Shimon oimeh kolshu. Rabbi Shimon Shita is even a kolshu. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita, that the din of a kezayit was only set for the shear of korban. But v'yechayiv malchus, no matter how much a kolshu, the smallest amount of the yisur that you eat, if they warn you before and you had rasua, you'd receive malchus. The chum mayim and the chum say kezayis no to be mechayiv malchus. You have to eat at least the size of the kezayis, and that's talochom for kezayis. Omer lehem Rabbi Shimon said to chumim, ein atem moedunli. Don't you agree to me? Don't you admit to me that the oichel nemolo? If somebody eats an ant, a complete ant, kol shu shuchayiv. No matter how small the ant is, it's a barium that you chayiv. Omruloi, they said back, yes, we agreed to you over there, but there's a special reason. Mevneshi kibriyosa, because that's the creature, that's the way he was created. If it's the whole thing, it's a dover choshuv, therefore you'd receive malchus even on a kolshu, but not by other foods. Omalehem, so, Rabbi Shimon said that, chomim, avchitu achas kibriyosoi. Listen, even one kernel of wheat is also called kibriyosoi. So, in other words, Rabbi Shimon himself holds that the chlal for malchus, you do not need a shear. A kol shu of any iser is chayiv you malchus. Just a chom, Rabbi Shimon is saying back to chomim, but you admit that there's a svara of kibriyosai, so why don't you admit to me at least by chita one whole kernel of wheat, that that's also called kibriyosai? And the chomim say back, no, the Gemara explains, that they all have to have an isham, it has to be life to it. That's called kibriyosai. But something that just grows like a wheat, they hold it's not considered kibriyosai. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Ho'eichel bikurim ad shloi kor aleihem. If even a kohen, if he eats from bikurim before the Yisrael, before the Bailam says the parsha, makes the kriya of Aram Yehovid Ovi, he's over lav. Because bikurim is like this: the Yisrael takes his first grown fruits and he brings it
to Yerushalayim, it brings it to the Beis Hamikdash. So before it comes into Yerushalayim, it has no Kedusha at all. But once the Bikurim come into Yerushalayim, according to the Rambam Shita, it has Kedusha, that is allowed not even for Kohen Tidit until the Yisrael makes the Kriya, until he says Arami Yevidovi. After he makes the Kriya, then it's Mutter for Kohen Tidit. A Yisrael Bechal is also Tid Bikurim. Just a Kohen is Mutter, but after the Kriya. That's what our Tana holds. Kodshei Kedoshim Chutz L'Kloyim. If even a Kohen eats from a Korban Chattis outside the Kloyim, outside the Kodesh, he's overlap. If he sees Malkus, Kodshim Kalim, Shlomim, Abchor, Umayse Sheni Chutz L'Kloyim. If even the Kohen eats the Kodshim Kalim outside Yerushalayim, outside the Choyma, he receives Malkus. Same thing, eat Maise Sheni outside the Choyma. The Gemara says, according to one man, the lav is only if you once brought the Maise Sheni into Yerushalayim. And now you take it outside and eat it outside, that's when you receive Malkus. Hashever es etzim ba Pesach ator. If you have a Korban Pesach that's tor, that's muta bachilo, is a lav not to break the bone. You break the bones, allow sheish b'mayis, you receive malchus. Hareis eloika aboyim. All these cases allow them that you receive malchus, aboyim. Aval ha-moyse ba-tor. If somebody leaves over from the Korban Pesach, that's tor, he's over the yisanoyse, he just leaves it overnight, he does not receive malchus. Because it's considered allow panitik liyasei, since the Torah gave a mitzvah sesei to burn it. So there's no malchus. And v'hashreve b'tomei, if you have a Korban Pesach, that's tomei, that anyway you cannot eat the korban, therefore there's no love not to break a bone. So if you break a bone from a korban to Pesach, that's tamei, it's ein aloika boyim. These two cases, there's no malchus. Now, Mishnah Dalet. Hanoitel eimal habonim. We know there's a mitzvah, if you want to take the bird, the mother bird, away from her child, or else away from the eggs, so there's a mitzvah, shalach v'shaleich, first you have to send away the mother, and then you can take the bonim. So somebody takes the mother when she's on top of the bonim. So Rabbi Yudah Shiter is loikev yenem shalech. He holds you over lav, and therefore you receive malchus. And there's no mitzvah now of mishalech to send the mother away. According to Rabbi Yudah, the pasuk that says shalach to shalach means mikora. When you first come and see the mother on top of the birds, you're supposed to send away the mother. But if you go and take away the mother and do not send her away, you're over the lav. You receive malchus. But there's no essay now to send it away. The Chacham Barim Nechom say, no, Mishaleach V'ein Aloika. They hold no, that the mitzvah says, is even if you take the mother, still there's an essay now to send the mother away. And therefore you do not receive Malkus, because Zehaklav, this is the general rule, that called mitzvahs loistasei, sheyeshpo kumasei, any mitzvahs loistasei, that has an essay to it, ein chayovim aleho, there's no Malkus. We say, Adarabba, that the essay that you do later, that's the tikkun that takes away the chi of malchus for the lav. Mishnah Hey, hakareyach korcho b'roishay. If somebody makes a bald spot on his head, and the Gemara says we're talking about ala meis, that if somebody in the mishpacha dies and you feel terrible, so because of the tsar you go and pull out the hair of your head, you make a bald spot there, you receive malchus. What exactly is the shear? It's machlokes in the Gemara. Whether it's two hairs, whether it's kagrist, whether it's enough to see the bald spot. Somebody takes a haircut and like Makav goes around his head to make his head round. The kitsi cuts off his payas, the sides of his head, the sideburns, he cuts off his payas. For that he's over, we'll soon see two times, two times Malkus. Somebody destroys his beard. Tomorrow comes out, it means with a tar, if you use a razor on your beard, you're over five lavs, five times Malkus. Now the haseret srita achas al meis. Again, if somebody's meis and the mishpacha feels terrible that they start to scratch themselves, they're seret to make a scratch on the body because of the meis. So in this case, also chayiv you receive malchus, that's a lav. Now the Mishnah explains sorat srita achas al chamisha meisim. Let's say five people died in the mishpacha and you feel terrible and you make now one scratch on your body. Like for each one of these five people, you only make one scratch. But you're doing it because of five different mesim, or else you make five different scratches. Al meis echad, even though it's only one person that died, chayiv. Each one of these cases, you're chayiv five malkasin. The Gemara says a diyuk l'darshin v'sarat, mash loshin rabim, or else v'sarat l'nefesh, loshin l'nefesh, loshin rabim, mash mivin for a few nefashas you overlap. Now, al harosh shtayim, if you cut off the payas of your head, you're chayiv too. Achas mikan v'achas mikan, because there's one payah on the right side and one payah on the left side. Exactly where the payas are, that's between your ear on the inner side of the ear to your forehead, and up to the bottom to the bone, and further up where it goes straight across. That's the payas, and you're not allowed to cut it off there. Now, it is a machlokes rishonim, like we'll soon see, if the yisur is only to use a tar, but just to use a shaver or to cut it short would be mutter, but with machmen know that on the payas there's an isur even misparayim kain tar, even just using a scissors very close that looks like a razor. In other words, by the payas you have to leave over at least the sheer kadei achiza that you could grab a hold of it. It has to be enough, really, the sheer is that you could take the hair and fold it over, that the end of the hair folds over, touches the yikur. So you have to have the payas has to be at least this long. Bial hazokin. What about if somebody uses the razor on his beard? Is shtayim mikan? There are two lavs, two payas on one side. With shtayim mikan, two lavs on the other side. V'yachas mamat, and one by the chin. So the kids, if you use a razor over your beard, yechayiv five malchusin. Rabbi Lezer, why Rabbi Lezer Shiter is know that in the tola kula kiyachas, if you use a razor over your whole beard at one time, is a nechayiv lachas, you're only over one lav. He holds this one lav of pasukonim lo yigalechu letashkas pasukonim. There's only one lav. Now v'yein oichayiv achit lenu betar. That's the Gemara. So the Mishnah says that you only chayiv. So again, it's a machlokes rishonim. Why should we hold this only goes in the case of a beard? By your beard, you only chayiv if you use a razor, which is called a giluach. It's a cutting. Kain hashchas. It also comes very close. It destroys, but it comes close to the ikur. That's what the pasuk says. One pasuk says lo yigalechu, and one pasuk says lo sashkes. So we darshan, it has to be giluach, a cutting that's so close, like hashchos, which is a razor, because just the plain scissors that does not come close enough. So on your beard, you only chayiv if you use a tar. However, by the payas, there we hold no that we use scissors, but you cut very close. Kain misprayim will also be over the lav, because the payas you have to be able to see them to grab a hold of them. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Afilu liktoy b'malkeit, over hitni. Even if you just use tweezers to pull out your beard, he also holds chayiv." The Gemara says he holds true. You have to have ashchosa, and this does ruin the beard, pulls off the beard completely. Because he holds that giluach, it doesn't have to be derech giluach, a real giluach of cutting, but any type of a way that people use to take off their beard is chayiv. Therefore, tweezers does a close job. So according to him, yichayiv for tweezers also. Who would then, according to Rabbi Eliezer, for using shaving powder? Shaving powder also is ashchosa. It comes very close. Even though it's not a real giluach, it's not cutting, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, you do not need a real cutting. Any derech of taking off your beard is chayiv. However, lalochu, we do not hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Therefore, lamaisa, we hold it smutter to use shaving powder. You want to take off your beard with powder, that's all right. Because even though it's a ma'is hashchosa, you're destroying your beard, but it's not a ma'is geluach, you're not cutting the beard. We all, you have to have two things to be chayiv on the beard, cutting and destroying, which is a tar. Now, about a shaver, no, there's a machlokes apoiskim, some say it's mutter, some say it's awesome. Now, the reason why some say it's mutter to use a shaver on the beard, you have to say one of two reasons. Either they consider that's not called hashchosa, not called destroying the beard, because a razor, like the blade itself, touches your face, touches the flesh. Here, though, by a shaver, there's a mafsid, there's a piece of there's a shield in between the razor and your face. That's one heter. Others do not like this heter because the maisa, a shaver comes very, very close. That's also considered hashchosa. You cannot see the hair anymore. So others want to say the heter is not called the giluach. It's not called cutting. A cutting means like a scissors or a razor that cuts. But by a shaver, they want to say it's called like it mushes. The two pieces of metal rub together and mush the hair into powder. But it's not considered a gluach. Like I said, some say it's mute, some say it's us. Mishnah Vav. Ha koisev ksoives kaka. Somebody writes on his body, and then he makes a scratch there that the ink goes into his body like a tattoo. He's overlapped. Kosov, let's say you just write on your body. But below kika, you do not make a cut there, you do not make ink go into your body. Whereas kika, you cut yourself. But below kosav, you do not write. Ein chayiv, you're not chayiv, not over the lav. Ache yichtoy v'kakeya b'dyoy. Unless you write, and then you have to scratch yourself that the ink should go into the body. B'dyoy, you chayiv either if you use ink, or else if you use paint, or v'chol dogashu roshim. Anything that makes a roshim, that stays there, that does not go away, 1, 2, 3. It stays for a while, you could see it, you can notice it there, you're over this lav of ksevas kaka. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shimon Yehuda says over the name of Rabbi Shimon, that ein echayiv at sheichtoy shom hashem. He holds you only chayiv on ksevas kaka if you write the name, and the Gemara says it means the name of an avoyde zora on your body. Shinema, for the dash is the pasuk that says, uksevas kaka le titnu b'chem, ani Hashem. Nidashins means to say, Ani Hashem lo yacher. Because do not write the name of an avodah zarah on your flesh. That's the law, according to Rabbi Shimon. The mice we hold. Not like that, we hold the law is any type of a tattoo, any type of writing that you cut into your body, that the ink goes into your body, you're over this law. The Mishnah Zayin, Nozir shoyushoysa bayayin kolayoyim. A Nozir, someone is mekabel upon himself Nazirus. We know that he has three special Isurim. He has a nisa not to drink wine, not to take a haircut, and not to be metamal amesim, not allowed to become tummy. And there's a lav. Now let's say a nozer was drinking wine the whole day. The locker is ein oichayiv elachas, and they only warned him one time. They gave him one hasrah. He's only chayiv one time malchus. As the assert of the Mishnah is that by isurim, if you keep on doing the maisa continuously, it's not mechayiv you a second malchus unless you have a second hasrah. Is here, even though you're drinking the whole day and you keep on doing an action, but since there's only one asro, it's one maisa. What's mechalek, what divides up this action for two different actions, the mechayiv, malchus twice, that's the hasro. That's what the Mishnah says now. Omer, let's say they warned him, al tishta, did not drink, they gave him two separate hasros, v'shayif, he keeps on drinking, locher is chayiv akolachas v'yachas. Every hasro, they warned him, he receives another malchus. And that's like we're saying, that's the chiddush here, that every hasroah he receives, that's mechalik. That makes it into another action, you receive another malchus. That's what's mechalik for malchus. Then mishneches, the same type of alochom, hoyimetam ala meisim kolayim. You have a nozir that was touching a meis, was becoming tummy the whole day, it's allowed. And they only warned him once, they gave him one hasroah, so the alochor is, ein echayiv elo achat, he's only chayiv one malchus. It's all considered like one long action since there's only one hasra. But what's going to be Amr Loi if the Edom tell him, Al Titame, no, do not touch the mace, do not become Tame. Because they give him hasra, he touches the mace, then 2 minutes later they give him another hasra, so now for every hasra they give him, and Bahayim Etame is Chayiv Akalach Ziyachas. For every hasra that he receives another malchus. Again, because each hasra makes it into another action. So instead of like he's doing all these different averis, the aver, each one's a separate action, therefore receives a separate malchus. The same thing, hoyimagalea kol hayom, a nozir was taking a haircut, cutting off his hair, doing the lav of cutting off his hair, kol hayom the whole day. So again, ein echayiv elachas, he's only echayiv one malchus since there's only one hasroah. What's going to be the omer lo if the eidim tell him, al tegalach, no, they keep on warning him and tell him, do not do it. He does it, they tell him again, stop doing it. He keeps on doing it. For every hasroah that they gave him, he receives a separate another malchus. The hasroah, the warning, that's what mechalik makes it a separate action, another avera. Same thing. The person was wearing klayim. Lavdav, not only a nozir, or any Jew, is allowed not to wear shatnis, not to wear klayim, flax and wool together. So he was wearing a beggar of klayim kol hayom, and they warned him in the morning. Is ein chayiv lachat? Is only chayiv one malchus? Is one long action? Omrulah. Let's say they tell him al tilbush, do not put it on, and he puts it on. And the Gemara one man yom says, then he takes it off, and then they warn him, do not put it on again, and he puts it on again. So each warning they give him, vu poishit. Mishnah says vu poishit v'loivish. So one man yom means mamish that he takes it off, and then they warn him, do not put it on. And he puts it on again. So as many times as they warn him and he puts it on, chayiv akolachas v'abachas. Hey, seer, there has to be a separate mice of putting it on, because otherwise, once it's on, like one man diyoma, there's only one mice, that's all. That you leave it on the rest of the day, that's like a lav shein b'maisa. Therefore, in order to receive a few malchus, you have to have a few times that you put it on, put it on, put it off. However, one man in the Mishnah said, the Gemara says, no, that's halacha, that you do not have to take it off. But it means you have to leave it on you for the amount of time that it's possible to take off the check and then put it back on again. That's called Yashor Kedei Lifshot Galuvash. And the svar is that since this jacket is on you because you put it on, it only came through a maisa, so now that you're leaving it on, it's considered that action of you putting it on is still going on. So therefore, if they keep on warning you, do not do it, like take it off, and you do not listen, you leave it on, so every time they warn you, that's mechalik, it's like a separate action, and you would receive a separate malchus. Now, Mishnah Tess. Yesh choyresh telem echod v'chayiv olav mishum shemoin alavim. So Mishnah teaches a chiddush that even though you're doing like one action here, you are plowing one row. Yesh choyresh, a person could plow telem echod, one row of growing, what's growing there, one row in the field. Echod v'chayiv olav mishum shemoin alavim. He's over five different labs who received, eight different labs who received eight different times malchus. What's the case? Ha'choyresh b'shor b'chamor. One thing is he's plowing now and using an ox and a donkey together. So that's one lav of le'sachroish b'shor u'b'chamor yachta. Not a lot of work with them together. Secondly, v'hein mugdoshim, that they're also hegdish. And Rashi learns that they're two separate lavs. The shor is a real hegdish, and there's a lav not to work with it. And the chamor is a petah chamor. Also has duches by the gabayas to it, that there's a lav not to use it, and if you use it, you're having hanor from it, so you're over this lav. Also, according to Rashi, the fourth one is the klayim bakerim, that you're doing a lav now, you are plowing over klayim, which is in the kerim, because you have the vines growing there, and now you also have wheat and barley growing there. And your being chayrish means with your plow, you're covering it up, so you're making it grow better. That's over the Issa of Zereya B'Klayim. So Rashi learns this as one lav. Tosis learns these are the two lavim. There's one lav of Klayim and one lav that's B'Kerim. Uvashrit, talking about now you're on the 18th, 7th year, that there's a separate lav not to be Chorish, not to work on your fields on Shemitah. The Yomtif, also it's talking about a Yomtif during Shemitah. And also the person that's doing this is either the Kohen, the Nazir, he's a Kohen and he's a Nazir. And he's doing this beveis hatuma. He's in the cemetery. He's in the beis hakvaros. In the cemetery, in the beis hakvaros, on Yom Tov, on Shemitah, which the person is a kohen and nazir. So there's a separate lav for the kohen to be in the beis hakvaros. There's a separate lav now that he's a nazir. Also, he's not allowed to be in the beis hakvaros. So with this one ma'isach richa going into the beis hakvaros, he's over eight lavs. And the chiddush is that even though it's like one action going in and plowing, still you receive eight different malkasim. Because there are eight different types of lavim. Now, Chananya ben Chakinai Omer, he says, let's say where the case is, where the person that's plowing here is also wearing a jacket made out of shatnes. So that could be a ninth lav. Amrulay, the Chum said back to him, no, Eino Hashem, that's not from the same name. That has nothing to do with Harisha. We want to have eight cases that have to do with the Maisa going in and out to plow. But the fact is, wearing Chalayim, that has nothing to do with it. So they said that, Chum said back, if so, af loy ha-nazir hu ha-shein. If so, like, what are you saying the person's a nazir? The fact that he's a nazir has nothing to do with the Maisa Harisha. Af nazir as a kohen, it's just the fact that he became tummy, but it has nothing to do with the Maisa Harisha. So anyway, like, you should have added on another case, the loss of a ninth lab. And Agav the Gemara says other cases, that's true, there could be more cases, but we come out, the Gemara says, ton of a shayr. The Tosis explains that way. It's for sure a ton of a shayr. It says a certain amount, but there are more that's not mentioned. Now, Mishnah Yudit says, kama malkin oisai. When the person did this lav, one of the lavim, Yag HaSroi, was one before him, says punishment, he receives malchus. How many times do they whip him? So Mishnah says, aboyim chosarachas. It's really 39 times. Shinema the Pasek says in Devarim, the mispar aboyim, the count of 40, yakenu, and we dashin, minyan shusamach le'aboyim, a count, a number that's close to 40, means one below that, 39 whips. That's the most that a person could receive for one lav. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, aboyim shleimus hu leike. The Torah says b'mispar aboyim. It means literally 40 whips. If so, v'heichenu loikes yisera, where do we give him the 40th whip? As we'll see later on, the whips are divided into three, because one third is in front and two thirds are in the back. Each one third on one shoulder, one third on the other shoulder. So that's how they're divided by three. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to give a 40th one. Where do we give the 40th one that doesn't go into the cheshbon of threes? So the Mishnah says, "Bank sefer." The 40th one is given in between his shoulders, in the back, in between the shoulders. That's where the 40th one is. All right, turn over. Yeah, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ein oimdin oisoi ela v'makai saruyas lishtalish. Now, Bezdin has to size him up, like to give him an examination to see how many malchus the person could take. Like a weak person, if they'll hit him, even let's say 30 times, they may kill him. And the Torah does not want you to kill him. It's only malchus, as much as he could take. Like true, if he's a healthy person, strong guy, so the most we can give him is 39. But if the person is weak, we have to see, check him out to see how much he could take. Now let's see, Bezdin comes out and says he could only take 20. He cannot have more than 20. Now 20 is not divided by 3, so we only give him then 18. It has to be a number that can be divided by 3, and if it's more than that, like 20, we give him the less 18 that's divided by 3. And the reason is because we said you have to give a series of 3, one in the front and then two in the back. Now amdu l'kabal aboyim. Let's say they evaluated him. He's a strong person. He could take 40. He could take 39 whips. And loka mitzvah, they started to hit him. They hit him 3 or 6 times. The umru, and now the doctor came and checked him out. Shani yachla kabbalah boyim, nothing doing. We say after 3 whips already, the guy almost fainted. He's almost dead already. So we cannot give him any more. We cannot give him 40. So loka is potter. He's free. Since lamaisi received some malchus, even though at the beginning he was fit to receive 39, and now for some reason he became weak. So the chiddush is we do not say let's wait till he becomes healthy and then give him the rest, but no, since he receives some malchus right now, he's already potter. We'll see later on, this is the chiddush of a nikla. As long as the person was like embarrassed in front of Beis Din, he received some malchus, he's potter. We do not give him any more. What's going to be the opposite way? Amdu l'kabul shemayin esrei. At first we evaluated him that he could accept 18 whips. That's the most he could take. Now mishaloko, after they hit him 18 times, Omru, now the doctor said, Shiyoko l'kabal aboyim, no, he could take more. You see, he's a strong person. He could take the complete 39. Lach was again potter, that since Bezdin first made their omud, and they gave him according to that, even though now we see it was a little of a mistake, but since we gave it to him already, it's called the vinikula, he has his embarrassment already, he has his kapora, that's it, we don't have to give him any more. Now, over Aveira Shiesh Bor Shnei Lavim. Let's say somebody did an Aveira that has 2 lavs to it. So he deserves to get 80 or 78 he deserves to receive. So Amdu, we have to value him like this. Oymit Echod Loike Upota. If he could receive at one shot more than 39, in other words, he could take 42. If he could at least take 42 whips, so then we look as if the first 39 is for the first lav. And now he's receiving 3 for the second lav, he's potter, that's it, he will not have to have more. But the imlav, let's say this person cannot take more than 39, or even less. So then as much as he could take, loika, we whip him back for the first lav, umisrape, we have to wait until he heals up, and then he could take more, v'chayzav loika. Then we hit him like a second time for the second lav. But we cannot be up to 2 lavs with the first hitting, since the first hitting is only 39 or less, that's all in the cheshbin of the first Allah. Mishnah Yud Beis. Ketzad Malkin Oisai. How exactly does Beis Din give this person Malkus? So Koifes Shtei Yodav Al Amud. We have to tie down his 2 hands on an Amud, on a piece of wood that's standing up from the ground, the platform coming up from the ground. Helef Elech, like the right arm on the right side, the left arm on the left side. Now V'chazin HaKnesset, the superintendent there, V'chazin Oiches Tebegodav. He like grabs a hold of his shirt and he like rips it open because you have to uncover him that the whips go on his bare flesh, on his chest and on his back. So he's wearing a shirt, so the chazan grabs a hold of the beged, him nikra, if he rips it open, he rips it, nifrimu. One is considered, they're both type of ripping, just one you rip by the seam, it's easy to sew back again. Now if that doesn't work, you don't have to be medagdic. you have right just to pull it off, even though your mom is ripping the shirt. The Gemara says, because it says v'nikla, we're supposed to embarrass him, so you're even allowed to do this. Now, achu megales libay, the chazan does this until he uncovers his heart, his chest. Now, v'yeven nesunim yachurub, there's a stone on the back of this person that chazan haknesas oimadoleho, that the superintendent of the kness of the bezdin stands on this stone in the back of the person who retsua shall egel biyodoi. He's holding now a whip that's made from the skin, from the hide of an eagle, of a calf. Kfula, it's folded over echol shnayim, one long one folded up into two, and then those two shnayim liab, it's folded over a second time. So it comes out, it ends up like it's four straps. And also shtei retsua, there were another two straps there. Oilas viyardis bo, that went up and went down. I told those four in place, and the Gemara explains these two retsuas were made from a chamor, from a donkey. Just like the Pasuk in Shayel says, Yedei Ashor and Chamor of Zbolov, the Ami lo Yoda. So you have to say that Ashor and a Chamor know the master, and yet this person does not even know his master, he was over allowed. So that's why we use from the hide of a Ashor and a Chamor to give him malchus. Now, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Yoda Tefach. The handle here of this whip was a Tefach wide, was a Tefach long. For Roch Ba Tefach, the strap itself, though each strap like, was a tefach wide. That's how wide these straps were. For Roshin, how long is the strap of the, that they're whipping with? For Roshin, Magas, Al Pi Kreisai. He stands in the back and hits him over his shoulders, but the whip has to come down over in front of him to Pi Kreisai, like his belly button. So there has to be an exact length, how long the whip is, to reach exactly over there. And the Gemara says that this whip had like a buckle to it, that it was adjustable, that you can make it longer, make it shorter. Otherwise, you'd have to have 1,000 different whips to measure each person separately. So therefore, it was an adjustable whip that you can make it longer and make it shorter to fit each person. Now, the chazan that whips him gives him 1/3 of his measurement in the front, on his chest, and 2/3 on the back. We do not hit him, not when he's standing erect, straight up. For lo yoshev, not when the person is sitting down, elamuta, he's like leaning over. Shenema, the pasuk says in Devarim, v'hi pilu ha-shofet. Mashma, the shofet has to like bend him over the pilu, like throw him down. So the person that's receiving his malchus, he's supposed to be bent over. V'ha maka maka b'yodi achas v'kol koichon. Now the one that actually does the whipping, he has to use one hand. The Gemara explains that means first he picks up the strap with two hands, but then when he brings it down, like he has more strength to bring it down just hard with one hand. That's called the Yodhi Achas Fakol Koichon. Now Mishnah Yudalit. V'ha Koirei Koirei. There's another chazan there in the Bezdin that reads the psukim. While one person is whipping him, there's another one reading these psukim. And he says the Pasuk of Im Loisish Molasos. And then the Pasuk of Hifla Shem Esma Koischov Yesma Kois. V'goyim at the end of the Pasuk. Then V'choiz L'tchilas HaMikrom. He goes back to the beginning of the pasuk. Says Ushmartim as divrei bris hazois. V'choisim. That's where he ends. And then he ends off with V'hurachu Michaparovim. And then again V'chois L'tchilas HaMikra. Shall be gerus this or not? So chois apashu means that you have to say these psukim all during the hitting. So let's say you finish saying the psukim and they're still whipping him. So you have to start over again, say the psukim over again. Even though the Gemara says that really you're supposed to be mitzamtzim l'chatchila. That means if you see the person is supposed to receive 39 whips, so then say these psukim very slowly so that you'll try and finish it exactly when he finishes the whips. So Mishnah just means, let's say you can't do that, or it happened just that you finished saying the psukim before he actually whipping him, then the lach is, you're chayza at the beginning of the mikra, say it over again. Then the Mishnah says, be meistach as yodei potter. Let's say when you gave him the exact amount of whips that they made an oimid that he could receive, and it happened that he died during giving these malchus in. So, potter, the one that gives it as potter is called the complete honest. He was supposed to do it. He's potter. What about hoisiv loy oid ritzu achas? Let's say the one that's giving the whips made a mistake and by mistake gave an extra whip, and because of that, v'meis the person died. So reza goyla yodai. There's the case. He has a chiyuv to go to golus. If he's a shogeg, like he should have watched himself more carefully. He didn't watch himself. He has to go to golus. What's going to be now, while the person is whipping him, Niskalkel, the person that's receiving the Malkus, like is Niskalkel, something goes wrong with him, that he eases himself. Bein Bereyu, whether he lets out Gedolim out of his body, lets out the Tzoya, Bein Bemayim, whether he lets out the Meraglayim, the urine comes out while they're hitting him. Tzlochris Potter, that frees him. As soon as that happens, the Chazen stops hitting him, and he's Yotza, the Mitzvah of Malkus. Since there's a Venikula, he was embarrassed already. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a difference. Ish Bereyu, true, by a man, if he's in the middle of Malkus, he lets out the Gedolim, that frees him. But just the fact he let out some water, meraglayim, that does not free him. For Yoisha b'mayim, but by a lady, when she receives Malkus, even if she only lets out some meraglayim during the Malkus, that also frees her. Because it's a bigger embarrassment for a lady than for a man. Therefore, it's a bigger benikla by an Isha than by a man. Therefore, Yehuda holds that by Isha, it's enough just to let out meraglayim, and by a man, it has to be more that he lets out gedolim b'shasta Malkus. Mishnah Tezvov. Call chayiv krisa shalaku. Any person that did a chet that he's chayiv koris, and it's alav, and they gave him asruah for malchus. I'm going according to the mandiyam that holds that chayiv krisa is if you want the person for malchus, he receives malchus. So the Mishnah says a chiddush nifteru yidei krisosim. This is Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel that he holds nifteru yidei krisosim that the person now is freed from his chayiv koris. His koris is freed. Shenemar Pasuk says, "V'niklo chichol enecha." That means, "Kishaloka." Once he receives Malkus, "Hareyu kochich," it's considered like your brother. True, he did a chet. He ate chaylev. That is chayiv koris for him. But if they gave him asroa, and now Bezin gives him Malkus, he's a v'niklo. He's become embarrassed through Malkus. Then he's considered ochicha. He comes like your brother again. He's freed from koris. Divrei Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. These are the words of Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Oh, my Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Then it says like this. If so, mo im ho'iver aveirachas. Noito nafshe aleho. The person does one aveira. Yechayiv chorus. The Ebishter takes away your nefesh, your soul sometimes. If so, ho'ise mitzvah achas. Halachas kama v'kama shetinosin le'nafshoi. For sure, people do mitzvahs. Even do one mitzvah, it's a v'chayivim, that for sure you'll have a longer life. You receive life for doing mitzvahs. In other words, if you're doing an aveira, Hashem takes away your life. For sure, by doing mitzvahs, Hashem will give you life. Rabbi Shimon says, "Mim kar mehu lomad." I can learn out this chiddush from its own place. Shneimer the pasuk says, "V'nichrusu hanafosh resoises." Like we cut out, we take away the nefesh chayv krisus for the one that did the aveira. The yomer the pasuk says, "Then asher yase oisom odom v'chaybem." But a person should the person that does the mitzvahs for chayvem, he'll live through these mitzvahs. If so, ha'kol ha'yeshu, whoever sits down, loy over aveira, does not do an aveira, so noisten loy schar ki yoyse mitzvah. They give him reward as if he did a mitzvah. Just the fact, like an opportunity came, he had a yetzor, he had a taiva to do an aveira, and he sits down and holds himself back and does not do the aveira, for this alone he receives reward. That's called v'chayvem. You live through even the laves. By not doing a lav, you receive scha, you receive life. Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Yom, he says, Harei Yom, the Pasuk says, Rak chazak, be careful, strong, levult yachol adam. Do not eat blood. Ki adam hu anef hanofesh, because the blood, that's the soul of the animal. Now, there's a special lav in the chayiv koris, not eat the blood of an animal. And so, Mo im adam. Let's look at this mitzvah, this lav, not eat blood. Shenav shalodim kotim imenu. A person has no desire. It's disgusting. It's hard to even try and eat the blood. A person is kotim imenu. Still ha perish imenu. Mekabel schar. If somebody refrains, holds himself back from eating blood, he receives reward. If so, gozel, the fact of stealing, the aroyis, the union of living with another lady, with aroyis. Shenav shalodim misavolem. That a person's heart desires these things. He has a tremendous type, a tremendous desire for these, a lust for these things. Is HaParish, remember, for somebody holds himself back and stays away from the Averis of Gezel, of stealing, or of adult, of Aroyas. Is Alachas Kama Vakama, isn't it for sure, Shayiske Loi, he'll be Zoich, he'll receive tremendous reward, Uderoyse of his whole generation, Uderoyse of the Gen, Ad Seif Kaladeris, all the future generations, till the end of the world.
they'll all receive reward because of this Maisa Tzidkis that you're doing, that you're holding yourself back and not doing averus. Then the last Mishnah, Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi Oimer, that Rotzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a goodwill, Lezakeh says Yisrael, he wanted to be Mezakeh, he wanted to give us gain, he wanted to make it good for us. Slofikov, therefore Hashem wanted to reward us, therefore Hirbo Lehem Torah Mitzvahs. Hashem Hirbo gave us plenty, gave us a lot of Torah Mitzvahs. He gave us Taryag Mitzvahs. Shenema the Pasuk says, Hashem Chofetz Leman Tzidka, Hashem wants to do his righteousness. Yagdil Torah V'yadir, therefore it was Yagdil, he made the Torah greater and dearer. And some of us should learn the Moshul, like we said before, there's this love, not eat blood. That anyway you would not eat it. Even without the Torah, you would not go and eat blood. Because Baruch wanted to be kind to us and give us reward for not eating blood. Therefore he gave us this mitzvah, do not eat blood, do not eat shkotzim, do not eat grimashim. Like anyway we wouldn't have eaten it. But now that Hashem tells us not to do it, we receive reward for not eating it. So this to go that Yagdol Torah V'yadir, Hashem wanted to give us reward, therefore we added on more mitzvahs that we should be able to push it to receive reward for not doing these things. And on this mission of the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah says that you should know it's the Ikar Emunah B'Torah, that if a person would be Mekayim even one mitzvah of the Taryag mitzvahs Karo the right way, 100%, you do it Lishmo, because you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you would be Zeicha to Chayu L'Mabo. In other words, if you do one mitzvah totally Lishmo, for no other reason, not because you want to look great, you want people to respect you, it's good for you, people may talk nice about you, but you do the mitzvah totally only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. You do it Lishmo 100%. Any one of the mitzvahs that you do, Kiseida, Lishmo, that one mitzvah has the possibility to bring you to Chai Olam Abo. So that's from this mitzvah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to Mezakeh Klal Yisrael, that everybody should be Zeicha L'Chai Olam Abo. So for certain people, certain mitzvahs are hard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a big variety of mitzvahs. That throughout the Taryag mitzvahs, you have to take avat, you have to do all taryag, you have no right to be over one avera. You have to do all the mitzvahs. By kaponim, you have to work at least on one mitzvah to do it b'shleimus 100%, that you're doing this only for the pure fact that this is the will of Hashem, I'm doing it only because I love Hashem, for no other purpose. If you do a mitzvah like that, you'll be zeicha l'chai olam habo. Alright, slikim Masech Tamakis is the end of Masech Tamakis. All right, now we'll put on the first Mishnah of Masech Teshuvos, the first parak. Yeah, Masech Teshuvos, the parak Rishon. Mishnah Aleph, Shavuos Shtayim Sheim Arba. There are two types of Shavuos in the Torah, a Shavuos Bitui, as the Pasuk says, Nefesh Kishisova Lavate Bishvasayim Lahora Lahetiv. First, it makes a Shavua, and it's a full Shavua. He says it, Lahora, means to do something bad for himself. In other words, he makes a shvua that he will not eat today. Or he makes a shvua for the good. He makes a shvua he will eat today. And he ends out the whole day and he did not do what he said. That's called the shvua's bitui. In such a case, he's chayiv a korban oil of yerut. Now Mishnah says, Shem Arba, the Vidashin, from the Pasik, that there's another two also that you chayiv for. And that's Lisha Ovar. If you made a shvua that you ate yesterday, or you made a shvua that you did not eat yesterday, and it's false, really you did eat, so these two cases also Yechayev Korbin Oylu B'Yer. That's called Shvua Shtayim. There are two cases of Bitu. The Torah says clearly that's in the future Losid. That the Pasuk says Levata Visvasayim Lohora Lehetiv. And then Sheimar B'Vidashin also that it means to say even the other also. Now Yedias Hatuma Shtayim Sheimar B'. There are two main Yediyas HaTumah the Torah talks about, also right next to the parasha of Shavuos Bitui. The Pasuk says, in the case where a person was Tomei, and then he forgot that he was Tomei, and either he went into the Beis HaMikdash, or else he ate the Basar of Kochim, when he was Tomei and he forgot, and then at the end he remembered that he was Tomei, so that's called he had Yediyah Batchila, and Yediyah Basayf. In such a case, he's Chayiv HaKorbin Oylov Yerit. That's called Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim. These are the two cases that it says clearly in the Torah where you forget that you are Tomei and you go into the Beis HaMikdash or you eat Kochim. Shein Arba, we dash in another two cases that even though you know that you are Tomei, but you forget that this bayis is the Beis Hamikdash. You think stam it's a shul. Or else you forget that this meat is kachrim. You think stam it's a piece of meat. So in such a case also, you chayiv a korban olav yerid. A korban olav yerid means that it depends upon how rich you are. If you could afford it, you have to bring a behemoth. If you cannot afford that, you have to bring birds. If you cannot afford that, you could even bring a mincha. Now another case of shtayim shemavir is yitzias haShabbos. By the melachas haYitzua of Shabbos, of carrying out from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabban, there are two cases. Whether the balabos that's inside carries it outside, or the oni that's outside the house puts his hand inside and takes it out. That's shtayim. And shemar, but we darshan also, there's another two isurim of hachnosa. That means bringing it in from outside the Rishus Rabban into Rishus Yochid. Whether the oni standing outside brings it in, or the balabos that's standing inside puts his hand outside and takes something from outside and brings it in. So that's called shtayim shemarba. There are two simple cases, and then there's another two from a drushes that shemarba yosachai. And the fourth case is maris negoyim, the different colors of negoyim, of white spots on your body that makes you a mitzorim. Shnayim, there are two main white spots. The pasuk says, a beheris or a seis, shemarba, that we darshan each one as a toldah from the word oisapachas. There's a told that each one a color less than that, so seis has a told to it, and the heris has a told to it. So there are two main ones, and each one has a told that ends up to be four. Now Mishneh Beis. Now it goes to explain the case of Yediyas Hatuma Shtayim Shemarba. Even though the Gemara says really this is Masechta Shavuos, so really we should explain the first part, Shavuos Shtayim Shemarba. The Gemara says no, that since the case of Yediyas Hatuma is smaller, It only takes up the first two parakim of the Masechta. So therefore, we first go to explain Yediyas Hatuma Shtayim Shemarba, and then the next like four or five parakim, then we'll explain the halachas of Shavuos. So now the Mishnah explains Kol Sheyesh Bo Yediyah Batchila. It means a person in the morning realized that he touched the mace that he's tummy, and then throughout the day he forgot about it. And now that he forgot about it, he went into the Beis Hamikdash, or else he ate kachrim. But Vidya Basaif, but that means at the end of the day, he realizes, he thinks back, oy vey, today in the morning I touched the mace I was tamei, and in the middle of the day I went into the Beis Hamikdash. So that's called, he has Yediyah, he knew about it at the beginning, and he had Yediyah Basaif, Vehelem Bein Tayim, and just in between he forgot that he was tamei, and that's the time that either he went into the Beis Hamikdash, or else that he ate the Bosa Kochim. So in these two cases, Harezeh Boilav Yerit, this is the classical case of the Torah, that you have to bring a korban now, depending upon how much you could afford, whether it's a behemoth, a bird, or a mincha. What's going to be though? Yesh bo yediyah batchila, v'yein bo yediyah basayf. The person had the yediyah at the beginning, but he did not have the yediyah basayf. That means he knew in the morning he was tummy, and then he forgot about it, and he's still forgetting about it now. He doesn't remember. The person doesn't remember at all. So the ma'isi did a chet. He went into the Beis Hamikdash when he was tummy. How does such a person have a kapara? So the Mishnah says, Soyer hanaseh b'fnim, the special Soyer l'Hashem, the Sira Chates that's brought l'fnim, like we first have two, we have a girl, the two Sirim, one l'Hashem, one l'Azazel, so this Soyer, the Chates that's brought l'fnim, that one is on Yom Kippur of Yom Kippurim, Toilo, it like protects this person and hangs him, that he will not receive a punishment, until the person realizes what he did wrong, and then the other bar of yerit. So a kapara gemuri does not receive, because the expossible will still have to bring the carbonel of yerit. Just in between, what protects him not to receive the punishment, that's the soyer anasa b'fnim. Now the Mishnah Gimel says, what's going to be in the case? Ein bo yediyah batchila. Let's say in the morning, the person walked down the street, and he had no idea that there was a mace there. And he did not realize he was tamei. And then throughout the day, he went into the Beis Hamikdash, or he ate kachim. But at night time, somebody tells him, listen, you walked down the street today, you should know there was a mace there. So now at the end of the day, you have yediyah, now you realize that you did a chet today. In such a case, you cannot bring a korban olav yerid, because you did not have the yediyah at the beginning. So therefore, what does such a person do? So soyer hanase bachutz, the other sir chatis that's brought on Yom Kippur, b'shas musaf, which is that korban is brought bachutz in the mizbeach achitza, in the outside mizbeach, the yom kippur on the day of Yom Kippur mechaper, that's a permanent forgiveness. It forgives him on such a chet. Shneim Raposik says, Milvad Chata Sakipurim, that means the Sir HaChitzoin is like the Sir HaChata Sapanim. Al Mash is there, Mechap is there, Mechaper. Just like one has a Kapara, the other one has a Kapara. Sama HaPanimi, just like the Sir HaPanim. Ein Mechaper El Adover. Sheesh Po Yediyah, that at least you have Yediyah at the beginning. Even though you don't have Yediyah at the end, Af HaChitzoin, the same thing. The Sawyer that's brought the Chitzoin on Yom Kippur, the Sawyer of Musafin, the Sir Chatas of Musaf, that's brought on the Mesbech HaChitzoin, Ein Mechaper, it only comes to Mechaper, El Adover Sheesh Po Yediyah. In a case where you had a Yediyah, you realize what type of Yediyah? A Yediyah Basayf, that you did not realize at the beginning when you became Tomei, but now at the end you realize that you're Tomei. So in such a case, the Sawyer HaChitzoin is Mechaper. Now Mishnah Dalet, what's going to be in a case?
So this Mishnah says that Siri Haragolim will Siri Rosh Chodoshim and Mechaperin, that the Korban Musaf, the Sawyer HaChitzoin that they bring, either on the Gimel Regolim or else what's brought in Rosh Chodesh, that's Mechaper on such a person that did not have Yediyah Leibat Chilav Leibasayf. Did not realize that he did it later. These are the words of Reb Yehuda. However, Reb Shimon says no, that Sire Horogolim Mechaperin, true. The Korban Chatas that you bring for Musif on the Gimel Regolim, that's Mechaper for a person that had a Yediyah at the beginning for Leibasayf. Avoloi Sire Rosh Chodoshim. But the Korban Chatas by Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is not for this. If so, V'yama Sirei Rosh Chodesh Mechaperim, and what is the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh Mechaper? Al HaToy Shokhla Tzatome, for a different chet. A person that was Tor, that ate the Bosa, that's Kochim. So, for that chet, he needs a Kapora, and the Korban Musaf, the Chatas by Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper. Rabbi Meir says, he learns, no, all these three Sirim, they all have the same type of a Kapora. That means Al Tumash Mikta Shekodeshov. That's Mechape for Tumas Mikta Shekodeshov. Whether it's the Soyer Achitzen that's brought on Yom Kippur, whether it's the Soyer Achatis that's brought on Gimur Golem, whether it's the Soyer Achatis that's brought on Rosh Chodesh, they all have the exact same type of a Kapora. So what do we need all of them for? The pshat is that if you did a chet in between one to the other, it's mechaper for you. Now, Hoyer Rabbi Shimon used to say like this: Sirei Rosh Chodeshim mechaperin al haTorah Shoklas Atomei. Like he said before, Rabbi Shimon holds no that the soy you bring in Rosh Chodesh, that's mechaper for a person that ate Bosa Kodshim when it's Tomei. The Shor Regolim, the Korban Chatat that's brought by the Musaf of the Gimel Regolim. Somebody that did not have Yediyah, not at the beginning and not at the end. So this is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. On this Omrulah, the Chum said to Rabbi Shimon, Mal, what's going to be? Sheyikrevu ze bo ze. Let's say in a case we had a Korban set aside to be the Chatas for Yom Kippur, and it got lost. And they brought a different Korban Chatas for Yom Kippur. And now you find it later on Sukkot. Could you bring it or not? So Rabbi Shimon said back, Yikrevu, yes, you can bring this for the Chatas, the Musaf of Sukkot. Omrulah is the Chum said back to Rabbi Shimon, Hil v'yein kaprosin shova, how could that be? Heich kareifin zeh b'zeh. They have a different type of a kapara. The Korban of the Gimur Golim is mechapa v'shein bo yediyah lebechilu of lebasayf. The Chatas Achitza of Yom Kippur is mechaper, where you did have Yediyah. So how could one be mechaper for the other? Amalehena, this Rav Shimon said back, no, Kulen Boyin Lechapra Tumas Mikdash Kodesh. They have one thing in common, that all these Gimel Kavonis here, they all have a Kapora to do with the type of a Tumah, whether it's Mikdash or Kodesh, or eating Bosa Kodeshim that's Tomei. So therefore, once it was set aside for one Korban, and they did not use it for that type of a Chatas, you could bring it on the next one, because they do have shaykhis one to the other, even according to Rabbi Shimon. All right, we'll stop here. There'll be a special take we'll have on Mishnayis Shavuos.